You're talking about a misappropriation, a commercial misappropriation. You're also suing for theft, identity theft, and you're also suing your own wife for mental cruelty. And I want to get to the essential lawsuit itself, and also what prompted this lawsuit.
If I could interrupt you, Phil, I could clarify.
Okay.
The construction business that I'm in.
I failed to mention you're a construction contractor.
I have B&B Construction, yes, sir. And the construction business, anybody who's in the construction business knows that the reputation and the image, I think, of people in the construction trade is one of a men who are, for the most part, are doing manual labor, who are out in the sun, who are out working with their hands. And there is an image that we have that I think people who hire us want they want to know that we're, men who kind of tough, or are well built and everything like that, and can handle a hammer, handle a saw, and this kind of.
Okay, I understand that.
And so that's where a lot of that comes from. And the comments that were made, I think, were uncalled for. I told my wife that when the people came over.
Now, well, you had sent a birthday present to Jim Harris.
Jim owns Harris Gunite. He's one of my contractors, and we had sent him a birthday present, which was a bottle of Glenfiddich scotch, which is his favorite scotch. And I had sent him the scotch, and it is customary within a week to get a thank you note of some kind, and I did not get the thank you note.
But you said he had called you to thank you for the birthday present.
He had called me, but it's customary to send a thank you note, and he did not send a thank you note. Now we go to a week later, and I'm sitting with my wife. Cliff Pettigrew is one of our job foremen. Roy Hutchins, who's a neighbor of mine. And I made the comment. And also Tommy Belinsky and his wife. They were over and we were having dinner. And I made the comment that I hadn't gotten a thank you card from Mr. Harris. And my wife, at that time, made the comment, which I took note of and told my attorney about. And again, it's difficult to bring legal action against your wife.
Well, the comment she made was that you had found out about sending a thank you note from Modern Bride magazine.
She said, Steve read that it's customary to send a thank you note within a week from Modern Bride magazine. I wrote that down, and that's what I told my attorney, yeah.
And what at that point, that was something you didn't want your coworkers to hear.
Mr. Pettigrew was there along with Mr. Belinsky. And when she said Steve found that out from Modern Bride magazine, that's when Mr. Pettigrew was quoted as saying, well, that's gay, or I believe he said, well, that's gay, or that's gay ass, is the way he said it.
All right, so he called you gay as the result of your wife saying you read about this in Modern Bride magazine.
That is correct, sir. Now, what has happened since then? There has been a great deal of joking, because the first thing that I did when I heard him call me gay.
Now, when they say that you're gay, they're not saying you're gay. They're saying that it's a gay-like comment or something.
Well, again, my wife had no business telling him that I had picked this comment up.
What's wrong with you reading Modern Bride magazine?
Again, it's goes against the image of construction workers to be looking through a magazine like that. And for them, for my wife to betray a confidence. It's a confidence that that your wife is the one person in the world that you can trust, who will never stab you in the back, who will never try to make you look foolish. And
you felt it was her making you look foolish.
Well, sir, I can tell you right now, when my wife comes out in full view of God and man and says, yeah, he found it out in Modern Bride magazine, and I made the comment, they all started to laugh, and he made the gay comment, and I said the reason why I was reading Modern Bride magazines, they had a clerical error, if you will, or typographical error that month, where they had one of the models, and they had photographed her wearing a low-cut blouse or a low-cut dress, and you apparently could see part of her, and if I could say the word, I don't know.
Go ahead.
You could see part of her nipple. And so that's what I was looking for, and I came across the comment.
What are the damages, sir, that you think have been done to you?
I think it was a lot of blood. Definite loss of reputation. Also, my wife has caused me to doubt whether she's somebody who loves me or cares about me. And plus the fact now, I have to deal with my crew knowing about this Modern Bride magazine thing and all that.
Well, you know, what's the big deal? So you read Modern Bride magazine. What's the worst thing that could possibly happen?
Because, again, I work in the construction business, and we have a reputation for being men who are maybe tougher, and when you don't, you know, and now, not only do I not look tough...
Because you read Modern Bride magazine?
And also because I said that he should send a thank you note, which I felt that he should.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is one of the very few lawsuits I've ever heard of where husband sues wife. The attorney involved here is Dolores Blazingame.
Yes, sir, Riverside, California.
And this is, you see this as a betrayal of confidence more than anything else.
Absolutely. I think your wife is the one person that you can rely on in this world not to make you look like a basic jackass. And when my wife said, oh, Steve found that comment out in Modern Bride magazine, she betrayed a confidence, one that I had kept secret. And
I don't know what the big secret is, but
well, it doesn't matter. It's something that she never should have said. She knows it was going to, you know, it was going to hurt me very deeply and piss me off and everything. And she did that.
You were also, though, suing Harris Gunite. Isn't this the gentleman who got the bottle of scotch?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Because why?
On account of the fact that I had sent him his birthday present, and he didn't send me a thank you note. So that's when I picked up this tip from Modern Bride magazine, and the whole thing started because he wouldn't have the common decency to send me a thank you note within the 1 week period.
But he did call you, but that's not good enough.
Not according to etiquette. That's all I'm trying to say. And it's tough to be in the construction business and try to be worried about these things. But so Mr. Harris is definitely culpable. Mr. Pettigrew and April, I think, it's tough suing your own wife. But there's no choice that I have. She, you know, came out and told everybody about me.
Well, you're not... This is going to be very difficult for me or anybody to believe. In other words, in my life, if I read Modern Bride magazine...
Well, I know that you, but in my business, in the construction business... If they find out that you've looked at Modern Bride magazine or any magazine, a homemaker magazine or a good housekeeper and this kind of thing, they think you are, pardon me for using the word, but they think you are a queer, 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 as queer as it goes, as queer as it comes. And that is death in my business, believe me. You will not get any work if they think you are as queer as a $3 bill. And that's
because you read Modern Bride.
Because I don't read Modern Bride. I was looking for this one picture where it showed some nipple. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, but you quoted Modern Bride as the source for this.
I did not. She did. But I said that's what I knew, yeah.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. As we speak with Mr. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor who is suing his wife for letting his friends know that he picked up an etiquette tip from Modern Bride magazine. In the construction business, that's death. According to him. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bozell, by the way, his attorney is Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, California, has filed on two other occasions lawsuits against his own wife. And this is very interesting because it sounds to me like he's treading some very untrod on legal ground. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Your wife said to friends of yours, intimates of yours, that you read Modern Bride magazine, which you say is an untruthful statement, and that you got some etiquette tip from Modern Bride. Did you?
At this particular time, I don't know whether it serves my purpose to say whether I did or not. I have my attorney who has told me that, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. And
I know this is emotional for you. And nobody's saying you did anything wrong.
Okay, but my wife told everyone that I read Modern Bride. Why would she do that? Because of humiliations that she wants to apply. She wants to apply humiliation to me the way one would apply a Band-Aid to a wound.
Well, I mean, when you said that it's not etiquette to send a thank you note after a week...
That's correct. And I waited around for a week for this guy to send a thank you note in that bottle of Glenfiddich. You know, I don't, it's a 20-year-old bottle of scotch.
I know, it's not a cheap bottle.
And I wait around and I wait around and I wait around. I check the mail every day. No thank you note. that is hurtful enough. Then to read that you're supposed to send it inside of a week, and then my wife says I got the tip from Modern Bride magazine. That's like two hot pokers. That's like two branding irons. You know, as my son was making a joke, he says, "Dad, you took two brands on each cheek." And to me,
all right, let me talk to a lady here, Esther. You're in the construction business, ma'am.
I was in the construction business
for a
couple of years. Well, I think he's serious help. I think he's being overly sensitive. I've been in the workplace where guys have said, "Yeah, my wife hasn't went to sleep with me for so many months or weeks or what have you." And my comment would be is, well, number one, they shouldn't be talking about that at work anyway.
Were you a cement finisher?
Well, no, I wasn't. But my comment to them was, well, then, hey, maybe you ain't doing something right. You know?
That's normal. But to say that I read Modern Bride magazine, and again, I want to reiterate, the only reason why I picked up Modern Bride magazine is I heard there was a picture in there where it showed some of her breast.
Well, I just don't see why you'd be suing your wife, dude. That just seems...
Well, how come she has to tell everybody that I'm reading it?
Well, I think you need to be not so sensitive. I think you're just looking for a reason to sue somebody.
No, ma'am. Not at all. You know in a construction business that if the word leaks out that you're reading something like that, that they think you're queer. Were you an electrician?
No, I was not.
Did you haul lumber? What did you do?
I was a laborer and a flagger, but my point is that you're bringing it up and it's so sensitive to you. Of course, you're making more attention drawn to you because you're making it such a sensitive issue. If you just laughed it off and said, "Dude, tell me you haven't
read it." Well, how am I drawing attention to it?
Well, you said that you did leave the room.
Drawing attention to yourself because you're drawing a lawsuit because your wife said you read Modern Bride, so what?
Well, wait a second. How am I drawing the attention? She's the one that opened her big mouth and said, Steve reads Modern Bride.
Well, for one, because you're on the radio,
and
you're suing her.
Mr. Pettigrew said that quote, and I'm quoting him directly, I wrote it down, that's gay ass.
Well, so what? Who cares what they say?
Ma'am, you may not, because it didn't happen to you. Now, I'll say at this particular time, you worked as a laborer. I'm going to assume that you are of the lesbian... Are you of lesbians?
See, you do have an issue, honey.
No, ma'am.
I am married and I have six children. I am far from being a lesbian.
Well,
but you know what? I'm not
going to
let that bother me, and I'm not going to
say
you because you said that.
She was a flagger. She said she was...
No, well, but I'm not trying to say nothing about that. I'm just saying, how would you know if you... You know, like my guys on a job say, if you eat a box lunch, how are you going
to
know?
Okay, we don't need to use any slangs, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well,
all right.
What I would do is be just like my kids. Are you gay? If you're not, then why do you have an issue with it?
But why would you ask that?
Let it roll.
Why would you ask that?
Why would you ask if I was a lesbian because I was in construction? And you're the one that's bringing up the problem with it.
No, she didn't make a good point.
Yeah, she made a great point.
Yes, that is a good point.
That's a stereotype that you're applying to her.
No, that's totally different. That's good.
No, you said because you read freaking Modern Bride... That you're gay.
I did not say I was gay.
Well, you were afraid you'd be perceived as that, and because this lady's hauling is a hod carrier, or whatever the hell she did, flagging, that all of a sudden she's a lesbian.
Oh, that's totally different, because you don't see a lot of women in construction, do you? You don't.
Well, that is such baloney, fella. Where are you from?
Ma'am, I don't have no female laborers. The only females I got work in the office.
Well, maybe you ought to think about something like that. Esther, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Go over to Kate. Hello, Kate. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. First of all, if you give a gift, you give it without the expectation of a thank you. So he's wrong on that front.
Etiquette says you spend the thank you.
My husband owns a construction company, and I don't think he would have time to look at the mail every day to even look for a thank you card. He works 12-hour days. He works 6 days a week.
He doesn't check his mail? Of course he does, if he owns a company. Well, if he owns
a company. No, he doesn't. He has his girls in the office, as you say, quote-unquote, check his mail. He's out running men in the field. Second of all, he's one of the most sensitive men I've ever met. He listens to his employees about their issues with their wives and their kids and the things that are going on in their life. And if you want the court to mandate your relationship with your wife, that's called divorce.
What are you talking about?
You're asking the court to mandate how your wife behaves.
Right.
That's
an evolution past divorce.
It's called divorce.
Why divorce your wife when you can sue her and make her act more according to what you're supposed to do?
And should Esther sue you because you just called her a lesbian on the radio?
Hello, am I married to her? Thank you. I don't think I'm married to her.
You're asking the courts to mandate every issue under the sun, and I would think a gentleman such as yourself who's subject to a lot of litigation because of the nature of construction fields,
well, that's very true,
would not even go for such a frivolous thing. It's so wasteful, and you know, you're just burning youthful energy angry at
you. You need to understand that being called to have one of your underlings go, "Well, man, you're gay."
Really were secure in your manhood, you'd be able to laugh. But obviously, there's something in your past or inside yourself that you're not secure about your own manhood.
Well, see, now you're trying to psychoanalyze me, and I don't know if you have the proper medical credentials to do that. And that puts you
in an area of malpractice. No, I know men who know how to lead men can laugh themselves and move on and not dwell on.
When you say the words men who know how to lead men, the first thing that comes to anybody's mind is you're talking about dancing. Okay, why is she laughing?
That's very funny.
Why is she laughing?
Because what do you mean dancing?
Head goes to dancing. My head goes to a man who is strong and confident in himself.
You're talking about men dancing or what have you. Well, I'm just trying to say, forget it.
Well, look, Mr. Bozell, if you're going to sue your wife because she said you read Modern Bride magazine...
What it does, it does not command respect. Tommy Belinsky's one of our cement finishers, and he's calling me, "Hey, you gay ass," all that. I'm his boss. And why didn't he send me a thank you note? I need your name.
Maybe he's working.
Is the lady on the phone, what is your name, Kate?
Uh-huh.
Could I have your last name, please?
No, I wouldn't give you my last name.
Okay, I'm asking you for your last name.
No.
Why?
Because I'd get sued for having an opinion or expressing myself or maybe even being a woman.
No, because you laughed at me in the same sentence that I was referencing that lesbian.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
Okay, Kate.
I can't believe that you entertain people.
All right, I thank you for your call. Let me just take another call here, sir. And
well, I got some issues with the way you're conducting this program.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Well, I spent 14 years in the Navy. I'm 55 years old. I am now an over-the-road truck driver with my husband, and I am far from being a lesbian. And frankly,
Can I ask you a question?
This gentleman implying that because a woman is in a non-traditional job, which a lot of women are nowadays, that she's automatically considered less than a woman.
Wait a minute. I didn't say less than a woman. I just said she's on the lesbian side of life.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, okay, but you're wrong.
Thank you, Bobby.
I'm wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're dead wrong.
I'm wrong. Why?
No, I thought you wanted to hang up. Go ahead. You don't want to hear my opinion. You just want to have your...
Certainly. Go ahead.
You just want to throw your little hand grenade and run.
What do you want to say?
Sometimes that works.
Because it didn't work with me. Your hand grenade's a dud. It's laying in my tent. I'm looking at it, and I spit on it.
Sometimes what is the
that's
point?
All a person can do.
What's
I
the point you want to make?
My opinion.
That lady named Esther. A, her name's Esther. B, she was lugging cement. Are you kidding me?
About what, man? Are you saying...
You don't see women doing that.
First of all, she didn't say she was lugging cement. She said she was a laborer.
Well, that's what half the laborers do. They're digging footings. They're hauling cement.
And she said she was working a flag, which is whatever the hell that is, flagging traffic, right?
I never heard of that job before.
You're on your property?
Yeah, I'm on a... there's a small hill right about just above our home, and I come up here to think... It's been a very traumatic couple of weeks. I'm just up here trying to think and trying to clear my head. But the point I was trying to make to you was that I had said to my wife that at one time in my life, when I thought maybe I wanted to get into clothes design and dress design and everything like that, and then I just went into construction work because I wouldn't acknowledge that part of me.
Can I ask you a question, sir? And I don't mean any offense.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to sue me.
See, you're trivializing.
No, I just... Do you feel you have issues, sexual issues?
No, I do not. No, I don't. I just don't want anybody. At one time, yeah, I wanted to go into the dress design business. And
all right, well, you don't want anybody to know about that.
No, I don't, and I don't need my own wife screaming it. She might as well have gotten out with a bullhorn in the middle of the street and said, "My husband reads Modern Bride." That's the kind of backstab.
All right, let me go over to Rebecca. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Steve. It's Rebecca.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just, you know, really starting to wonder if maybe you have a little closet homosexual phobia maybe there going on.
So what if I do have a phobia about it? Don't you?
Maybe you're got a little homosexual tendencies yourself, and you're just worried that that's going to come out with your wife speaking her mind.
You can't hurt me.
You have heard of freedom of speech, right? Even your wife. When you marry your wife, man, and you get a marriage certificate, that doesn't stop her freedom of speech.
She does not have the right to humiliate me in front of Cliff Pettigrew.
She's got freedom of speech, man. That's one thing we all have. And she can talk and say whatever she damn well pleases.
And I can sue her for it.
Oh, please.
Well, what do you mean you can sue?
I can sue if she hurts me.
Oh, come on,
okay.
Man. Get a life.
Hey, can you go out in the street and call a guy the N-word? No, you can't.
You're up there in your little mountain taking your break to think that you take your Modern Bride Day magazine with you? Are you desiring some dresses while you're there, man?
Do you talk much? Because you didn't get that sentence out.
I said, do you designing your dresses while you're hanging out up there thinking?
Yeah, well, you're probably...
Reading your Modern Day magazine?
Why don't you put more grease in your hair?
Oh, please. Come on, man. I've got, like, 4 degrees. You don't even know what I have
going
on.
4 black belt degrees, I'll bet.
Please. Give me a break.
Yeah, 4 degrees in what?
You need to get a life, man.
Look at
you
Steve.
Really need to get a life.
She's obviously a dyke, and she's trying to.
Word.
No woman is that aggressive. No straight woman. How about you bench press, Butch?
How about this? You know, maybe she should sue you for calling her a dyke, then.
I didn't call my wife a dyke. I'm calling you a dyke.
Why are you calling her a dyke?
Honey, if I had homosexual tendencies, I'd sure as hell tell you. It ain't no sweat off my ass, but...
Listen, to the way she's talking is like a butch dyke.
It's no sweat off my butt.
You know what?
It's really not.
You can't hurt me. Sticks and stones break your bones, man.
I mean, be proud of what you are if you're gay, man.
I ain't gay.
Shut up, brother.
Why don't you...
Handle your business.
You know what? If I was there, I'd slap you right in your face.
Okay,
I'm not
look at this.
Scared.
I would.
I'm not scared, man.
Okay, look.
I'm good.
All right.
You know what, Rebecca? Someday...
Okay.
I'll pray for you, you know?
Let me ask you something. How many black leather jackets do you own, anyway?
None.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's all right. I'll keep you in my prayers, man. And you'll figure it all out.
It depends on who you're praying to.
Just try to remember that your wife has freedom of speech. That's what we all
have. My wife didn't have any freedom of speech when it comes to calling me a queer bait.
Okay, look. The lady has already made her point, okay? And the fact is...
I just want to know if she pitched or catched.
Get out of here, all of you people. Funny how every time, you know, it always has got to boil down to, are you gay? Obviously, we have an issue with that in this country, let me tell you. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell has been my guest, crying because his wife said that he read Modern Bride magazine and within earshot of Cliff Pettigrew, whoever he is. Phil Hendry. Let me just read the email. Hey, you guys, on Harvey Wireman's Law Talk on December 17th, Phil reached an all-time high. Benaboo Kiggy, I can't get enough. Thanks ever so much. Miggly Boo Boo. Well, you got to listen to Harvey because he is so daft and so senile, he couldn't read a news story about something. Let's listen. We're very pleased to have on the show tonight Harvey Wireman with Law Talk, and we just want to have an informal discussion, Harvey, tonight about something that's been fascinating me is the case here in New York City, the former New York City police commissioner.
That's correct, yes.
And he was tapped by President Bush to be the new Homeland Security chief, but all kinds of things went wrong. Tell us about it.
Well, Phil, it's fascinating. And as a long-time attorney, I've been an attorney since 1947, and I'm semi-retired now, but I try to keep my fingers in it, if you will.
And you learned law from the Marine Corps, right?
I was a JAG officer with the Marine Corps and the Navy, and I worked for many years as a criminal defense attorney before I went into pro bono work.
What is going on with this story? This is the New York City Police Commissioner.
Right. His name is It's a great story, Phil, because when you look at this man, he is such a qualified man, but so much has happened to him in his background.
What is his name?
Yeah, his name is Benny Kegger, I think.
Benny Kegger?
Yeah, Commissioner Bernard Carrick. All right. Anyway, you have to understand that this man,
Bernard
Kingy,
Carrick,
Benny Kingy,
Bernard Carrick,
was hired by Mayor Rudolph Giglinini. Rudolph Giglinini hired him. And
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
All right, okay. So anyway, this guy, Giuliani, hires Benabu Kegi. What are you laughing at?
How do you get Benabu Kegi?
I don't have my glasses with me. What is his name?
His name's Bernard Carrick. Bernard Carrick.
Well, how do you make that out?
K-E-R-I-K. How do you get Benabu Kegi out of that?
I don't have it. All right, so they announced the Department of
Investigation.
The Department of Investigation confirmed that it's going to probe Carrick may have been vetted for the job. Now, look at it. Here's the thing that I find fascinating. The Department of Investigation under
Michael Bloomberg.
Well, I don't know where you...
It says B-L-O-O-M. Mitchell Blimping? Dude, this isn't just a glass problem. Are you... I don't mean to, Harvey it.
Don't you go down that Alzheimer's road. If you do that, I'm going to drop you. I will drop you, and I don't care if I go to jail. Now, that's a promise.
All right, I won't go down the Alzheimer's road, man, but Mitchell Booby,
I didn't say booby. I said... Now, this is a case that I think is fascinating because it goes back to the Miguel Jigi case.
Michael Jackson
case, in which he led 200 children at a party at Negroland?
Neverland.
What are they laughing at?
How do you, dude? I can't have it anymore. I got to get you off the air.
Now hold on for a minute. I pay for this time.
Well, you can't say Negro Land. It says Neverland.
Well, I'm not familiar with the place. Is this where he goes and he has the kids? Right. All right. So what is it called? Newfoundland?
Neverland,
which is a sprawling ass. It's a sprawling ass.
It's a sprawling estate.
All right, in the foothills of the
Santa Barbara.
All right, has played a key role in the case against Jugular. I can't.
Harvey, if just a suggestion.
Don't say it, or I'll drop you, and I don't care if I go to prison.
All right, thank you very much. Law Talk with Harvey Wireman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wireman.
Who are you?
My name is Bud Dickman.
Bud Dykman?
Just don't do it, Bud.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
By the way, you're both a couple of jackasses.
There it is, a flashback from December, as by request. That's Harvey Wireman, who couldn't quite figure out how to say Bernard Carrick. And, of course, Michael Jackson lives on a sprawling ass. You know, there may be more truth to that than one cares to admit. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming back. Just things, just little missives of love sent from people. Here's one from Rich. He said he was driving up north, stopped at a truck stop, on 101, and he said Margaret and Bobby were both waitresses in this place. I don't know how, what he imagines Margaret and Bobby to be, but he said they were both waitresses. Here's another one from this guy, Mike, who calls me a hypocrite because I drive a Jaguar, because I said I was going to get a hybrid. Okay. You're right, I did. How do you know I didn't get a hybrid? How do you know I didn't also get a hybrid? Ooh, that's going to sting. That's right. We got a four-car household. My wife, me, my two eldest sons. All right? Now, I know that many of you expect me to uphold the virtues of driving a hybrid, that you look to me for inspiration, you look to me for leadership. I get that. I get that. While you guys all drive your luxury sedans or your SUVs or your big-ass Dodge or Ford trucks with the, you know, the extended cabs or you know, the big-ass meats, you know, so you're sitting up way high, you know, while...
No one's buying your story, you liar.
What did you just call me?
You're a liar.
You called me a liar, huh?
You said you're going to get a hybrid, you didn't. You got a Jaguar. Every guy can see because you're on account of you put the picture.
Well, no kidding, man. I know I put the picture on the homepage. So? Do you think I was keeping it a secret? I know that was on the homepage. I don't know if anybody could see it.
Everybody emailed and said they could see it.
Woo! Really? Wow. Everybody's a Sherlock Holmes. Ooh, I can see the hood ornament. Looks like a Jag to me.
You're only making yourself seem foolish.
What are you all of a sudden, a high school counselor here?
Well, why'd you say you're going to get a Jaguar, a hybrid, and then you not do it?
God, learn how to talk, will you, man? First of all, you're right. I said I'm going to get a hybrid, and I did get a hybrid, which is in the garage at home.
Oh, great. You drive a Jag to work?
Occasionally. Like I said, what, am I not supposed to have any fun?
People look to you for inspiration and leadership.
See, that's another thing, Bud, that I try to teach you. This is bullcrap about talk show hosts and television personalities being leaders. I'm not a leader of anything. I'm the only leader of one thing, my own ass. That's what I lead, okay? I lead that. I'm not leading anybody or anything.
Don't you want to be influential, like Rush Limbaugh? Limbaugh?
What are you, Harvey Weinman? You mean Limbaugh? No, man, I don't give a crap. I just want to make people laugh, have a couple of giggles before they go home and shoot themselves, okay? The last show you should listen to before you commit suicide, The Phil Hendry Show. You'll go out with a big smile on your face.
When they find the body, there'll be a smile on the face.
Right.
And what about Kurt Cobain?
I don't know if they were able to see his face. But if they had, and he'd been listening to my show, it'd just be a big grinning kisser with the shotgun lying next to him. Just, eee.
Are you sick?
Shut up. Anyway, the guy says, hey, Phil, I don't actually consider you a hypocrite for saying you were going to buy a hybrid and then buying a Jag instead, but I think if you... I didn't buy it, by the way. I don't buy cars. Buy a car? I lease. What am I going to buy a car for? Why would you buy a car? So you can see it drop in value there at the, you know, after 3 or 4 years, and hey, I get to sell it at a loss. Anyway, but I think if you actually care about the issue, you ought to break it down for people and tell them why you didn't. It's not about whether I did or whether I didn't. What it's about is this. The reason why we're in the Middle East? Oil. Why are guys fighting over there? Oil. Okay? Do we need it? Yes. Do you drive a car? Yes. Me? What about the rest of America? You guys drive cars? Yes. Do they need gasoline? Yes. Where do you get gasoline? Oil. Everybody in America is culpable. Everybody in America is part of the problem as long as you drive a car. So I can only say that. You want me to be a leader? Like, watch me. I'm going to go out and get a hybrid and everybody else is going to be driving around in their freaking gas guzzlers. It ain't going to make any difference at all. You think, Bud?
Yeah.
You going to get rid of your freaking Harley?
No.